Hearing from the Iowa State FFA President, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Today I'm visiting with Colin Bauer, who is the Iowa State FFA President. And good morning, Colin. Thanks for joining us on WNAX today.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you for having me.
Well, boy, I'm sure it's been a busy year, busy couple days also. You're studying at Iowa State, so just give us a little bit of a year recap and give us your major too.
Yeah, so I'm a sophomore studying agriculture education. So while I've been dedicating this year of service to the FFA organization, I'm currently going to school to dedicate my life to it. So super passionate about this organization and all the opportunities for it. But as far as this year's gone, on April 14th back in 2024, I was elected to the state FFA president position. And through the summer, we had a lot of trainings, held a lot of contests for members, and got the chance to visit Washington, D.C. as well. Got back to school in the fall, and right before that, we spent a couple weeks of State Fair, so that was super, super fun opportunity for me and my team as well. Once we got into school in the fall, we started going on chapter visits and holding a few more conferences, and then kind of once we got to winter break, it was full steam ahead preparing for the 97th Iowa FFA Leadership Conference that we are super excited and happy to be executing right now here in Ames, Iowa and Hilton Coliseum. So it's been super, super fun to be able to do all of that while maintaining my full-time student status at Iowa State University. So super blessed to have had this opportunity this last year, and bittersweet to see it come to an end here this week.
And where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Audubon, so I graduated from Audubon High School and was a member of the Audubon FFA chapter.
Gotcha. And so, like you mentioned, you're the Iowa State FFA president, and Iowa does things a little bit different than most states when it comes to electing presidents. So maybe explain that a little bit and what made you want to run for office in the first place.
Yeah, so the way that our president election works is you have to have a year of state office under your belt. So last year, I was here at the 96th Iowa FFA Leadership Conference, also executing the convention just in a different role. So I was the Southwest State Vice President last year, and then I put in my application to rerun and try to be the Iowa FFA President, and was blessed to be elected last year at that point in time. So it is a little bit of a different process compared to many states, but it's one that we take a lot of pride in, are super, super happy with here in the state of Iowa. I have a few reasons of wanting to run for office. A, I was blessed to grow up in a FFA chapter that was super, super popular. I graduated with 34 students, but we had right around 120 FFA members in the chapter. So granted, some of those are eighth grade members and some of those are graduated members, but about 75% of our high school student body is actively involved in our chapter. And that's a number that we are super, super proud of. In addition to that, when I was 10 years old, my older brother was elected to the Southwest State Vice President position. So as you can about imagine, being in Hilton Coliseum where Iowa State plays basketball, which I am a huge fan of Iowa State basketball, and being able to see my older brother run onto a stage on the floor there, that was a super influential moment to kind of have me put my foot in the door anyway when I joined 8th grade to become an FFA member. But I've had a lot of support, always had a drive to serve these members and give back to the organization that has given me a lot and formed me into the person I am over the past 7 years.
What's been your favorite part so far about leading Iowa FFA as its president?
Going on chapter visits is a super, super fun and engaging time for me. There really isn't anything better than walking into a school and building relationships with members, whether it's a 45-minute time period or if we have members that kind of stay throughout the entirety of the day. That's kind of the best and closest chance that I can get to making real and meaningful connections and being able to hear other members' stories is when I get to go and visit their schools and meet the students where they are at.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.